Here by St. James's Gate, my soul's canal, no longer time-locked, re-emerges, flows. Flows, knows the tug of memory, of forget. Flows, knows the tug of dark, of liberating light, that covers, rediscovers everything. Oh, everything the proud heart hankers for. Here I was happy once, till 10 years old, the smell of brewer's malt suffusing the soul's leap, the leap of recognition barely bearable, to areas my child heart hankered for. The smell of brewer's malt, compulsive, absolute, as time or space or wonder, ecstasy. Here I was happy once till 10 years old, seduced by wooden barges, wooden barrels, expertly coopered, hooped, expertly stacked, demanding to be looked at, savoured, scanned with the mind's eye, days, days of silk, of metal, of iron, copper, timber, tar, hemp, brick, days of great horses, leather harnessed, cobbling along the Liffey's quays to Dublin port, past bridges, waste lots, swing boats, tenements, past betting shops, past pubs, past four chords dominant as church bells, hawkers' cries, steepled cathedral, past antique shops, brass makers, chandlers, upholsterers, past bookshops, woolen mills, stooped women hobbling black shawl to mass or ivy market, closeting their hurt in quiet worship, salty banter, past seagulls, seafoam white, past starlings circling at dusk by sky-asserting chimney, monument, by stone-faced bank, gasometer, by custom house, past childhood's ken to adult somber zen, zen and the art of make-believe, maybe. Naming things one singer sings is the love act and its pledge. Oh, let me name that brewer's smell's constituents, hops, barley, water, yeast, and human touch, the touch that quivers to a new identity. I celebrate myself and sing myself as Whitman celebrated, sang, and every atom belonging to me as good belongs to you. You shall not look through my eyes either, nor take things from me. You shall listen to all sides and filter them from yourself, and look and look, and look, and look, and look. The eyes, the eyes, the eyes are our real mentors. To see is to begin to see, begin to be. To be is to become to be, becoming everything, oh, everything we were, are, will be, won't be, ever, ever. The eyes, the eyes, the eyes are our real mentors. To see is to begin to see, begin to be, becoming everything the child heart hankered for, the leap of recognition, barely bearable, the touch that quivers to a new identity. Art is like that, yes, and poetry, and vision, the vision that compels. What else is vision, poetry? Words in a poem, paint or suggestion on canvas, rhythm in space and time, shaping our capacity to wonder as the child wonders. All this, only this, is growth. All this, only this, is vision. Few have the nerve. Adjusting to a normal world, we abdicate our ecstasy, abdicate our capacity for wonder, abdicate our capacity for being. Does anyone know or care what I mean to say? Do I mean or say what I mean to say? A portrait of the artist as revenant visionary. I celebrate myself and sing myself as Whitman celebrated sang, and every atom belonging to me as good belongs to you. You shall not look through my eyes either, nor take things from me. You shall listen to all sides and filter them from yourself. And look, and look, and look, and look, and look. The eyes, the eyes, the eyes are our real mentors. To see is to begin to see, begin to be. To be is to become to be, becoming everything, oh, everything we were, are, will be, won't be, ever, ever. The eyes, the eyes, the eyes are our real mentors. To see is to begin to see, begin to be, becoming everything the child heart hankered for, the leap of recognition, burly burrable, the touch that quivers to a new identity. Art is like that, yes, and poetry, and vision, the vision that compels. What else is vision, poetry? Words in a poem, paint or suggestion on canvas, rhythm in space and time, shaping our capacity to wonder as the child wonders. All this, only this, is growth. All this, only this, is vision. Few have the nerve. Adjusting to a normal world, we abdicate our ecstasy, abdicate our capacity for wonder, abdicate our capacity for being. Does anyone know or care what I mean to say? Do I mean or say what I mean to say? Well, this short poem, or poem as I say in Dublin, is called A Hard Night's Days. As you'll see, it's a pun on the Beatles' famous number called A Hard Day's Night, which was a film also. But why this was called A Hard Night's Days was the very first poetry reading I ever gave in my whole life was down in King John's Castle in County Limerick, not far from Shannon Airport in Limerick, outside Limerick City. And there were mainly American and European visitors, a few Irish people there. There were three other poets, two women and one man and myself. And the hosts gave us so much alcohol, Guinness and Powers and Jameson and everything else, that I, at the time, having a stomach ailment, couldn't take. So my three friends took as much as was given to them. And when it came to the poetry reading point, I was told, everybody else is horizontal, you're the only person who's vertical, will you please read for about an hour until the others become vertical as well. So I went ahead very nobly and feeling very proud of myself, because there was a gorgeous looking American girl in the front row, and she was staring at me with big wide eyes, but she wasn't smiling, but I thought she was absolutely in a trance. And at the end of my poem, she came up to me and crushed me completely, I don't mean physically, psychologically and emotionally, by saying this first line to me. Later, I wrote a poem about it. You're very normal for a poet, the girl beside me said. I know, as I answered her, but normally speaking, no poet is normal, normally speaking. I mean to say, she said, you're sober. Fragrant, fragile, who'll unrobe her? When and where and how, I pondered. No poet is pure, I said, and wandered back to where poet colleagues drank themselves to stupefaction, sank in their lost cause of selfhood, cursed themselves and others in terse bursts of savage, half-coherent talk, brittle, dispensable as chalk. A truth and selfhood so compounded that poets must be self-confounded. Is verse such enervating fare, it makes its frenzied makers tear themselves to shreds, self-therapists, profoundly and profusely pissed. Was Rambo right to quit the game of rhyming? Should I do the same? Join in the pub crawl jamboree in alter ego ecstasy? The sober fact is, win or lose, I haven't got the taste for booze. Oh, pardon me, my friends, my vice of being so dissolutely nice.